This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com, is where you want to go. We give you the features there on the site completely free, so you can enjoy those on us, unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for their websites. We do it for free. Once again, freetalklive.com. The main feature actually allows you to control the content of the site. You can submit different things you find online that you think are interesting, that you think our listeners might appreciate. And then everybody votes on the whether they like or dislike whatever's on the site. And the most liked make it to the front page and the top of the website, which is, of course, constantly changing. Go to freetalklive.com to get interactive. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Meg.
And Mark.
As we jump right into your phone calls here, Jason Talley is with us to start things out tonight. Jason is the managing director of the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund.
It's true. Yeah, how you doing?
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. It's been too long since we've had you on the air. Certainly we've seen you in person a number of times because you're here in New Hampshire with us as part of the Free State Project. And today, you were at a trial, or actually, I guess, a jury selection for a trial that is coming up in a matter of less than 2 weeks. What's going on?
Yeah, so a lot of us in Grafton, us activists, woke up early so that we could go do a jury nullification outreach at the Grafton Superior Court. It was John Connell, who has the Peaceful Assembly Church, and Lloyd Danforth and Evan Pierce. And they made sure that the juries heard about their rights and their responsibilities as far as jury nullification goes. And I thought they did a great job. Now, normally, the two people that do jury nullification in Grafton, it's Bob Constantine and Rich Angel. Rich wasn't feeling well, and Bob was actually the guy they were doing jury selection for. He's been at it for a couple of years, but now he's in need of a good jury to say that he's innocent of these state charges of manufacturing a controlled substance.
Specifically, cannabis. He was allegedly growing cannabis, I believe, in his home. And, I mean, we could get into the allegations if that is necessary. But obviously, I think a lot of our listeners understand that even if he was growing cannabis, it should be something that he's left alone for. He's not harming anybody else. There's no victim involved here. And so the idea is to reach out to these jurors with jury nullification information and get them the truth, which they will not be told by the judge, the man in the robe in the courtroom. He will lie to them. He will say things like, well, you have to apply the law as it's written. You can't use your feelings in this case. You have to follow our rules, which is nonsense. It's just not true. The juries in this country have the ability, a juror has the ability to vote based on his or her conscience, based on whether or not he or she believes that the law itself is valid or is right or wrong. And that's what you were trying to do, or the activists there in Grafton were trying to do today, was inform them of that decades-old, hundreds-year-old right.
Yeah, exactly. And it was great. I was actually filming it for Tally TV, but I saw a lot of great interactions with these jurors, juries of Bob's so-called peers, coming in, talking to these activists, and then, going in, and then they also made sure that there was literature in the lobby and even on the bulletin boards.
Nice.
And so, we made sure that they heard this message. But what's interesting is, like I said, Bob has been a jury nullification activist for quite some time, but he's probably, they don't want him to bring it up in his own trial. So
they don't want him to. What do you mean? They've specifically told him not to, or what?
Well, it'll be interesting. I mean, the judge has said that he will not bring it up, and so we'll see how favorable they are to Bob bringing it up himself.
Well, point of clarification, Jason. Now, you were at a trial also last year of a lady who was a nurse who was also accused of growing marijuana. And she and her lawyer, or I guess her lawyer, was able to bring up jury nullification in that court trial. Was that not the same court?
It's the same court. And so we expect we can hopefully, talk about it that far. But, so far, the judge has been denying all of Bob's motions. I mean, Bob wants to be fully heard, but they want to deliver him in front of the juror, bound and gagged, and by telling him, what he can and cannot talk about. So it'll be a very interesting trial because Bob, he's been a great activist. He hasn't taken a plea deal, although they offered him a pretty sweet one. And, you know, he's willing to stand up for his principles, and his conscience won't allow him to make any deals and to, you know, he's like a lot of people. He actually didn't move here for the Free State Project. He moved here to be more free, and he's made a lot of friends within the Free State Project and the community. He's going to be missed if he has to spend years in a cage.
Now, what's the level of crime that he's – I mean, I don't know. Is it cultivation or something? And
it's manufacturing a controlled substance, and okay. It's like class one. I believe the maximum penalty is like $100,000 or like 7 years in one of their cages.
Okay. So, and what was the plea deal that he was – the sweet plea deal that you mentioned that he was offered?
I'm not sure exactly, but I believe he would have easily been out by now, and so it would have easily been less than a year, and maybe even he could have gone off with community service, but he would have been labeled a felon, and the people that know Bob know he's not a criminal. He's a good person. He's a father, and he's a great member of this community, and so that's why you have so many people that are standing up for him.
So I heard that you guys weren't actually allowed in during the jury selection today. Is that true?
Well, it was weird. Only one person was allowed in, and that one person was me. And so they banned cameras from jury selection. I don't know if that's your experience in Keene.
Out here they wouldn't let anybody in.
They banned people.
They claimed They claimed there were too many people in there, so the fire code ostensibly prevented it.
Yeah, that's what they said about me, but I don't know. I've made several videos starring Judge Vaughn, the person who was presiding over today, and he said, oh, is that Tally? And then they put a special chair for me in the back. So
you get the special chair.
Well, that's nice.
You have to wear a special hat. No hat.
It shows that Tally has conducted himself in a manner the judge wanted to treat him in a special way. I think that's great.
Well, actually, Meg, we actually were able to get away with activists here in Keene. We're able to get away with wearing hats. At least three of them were in Superior Court, but in District Court, it's a no-no.
Well, it's depending on how he's feeling at the day.
Sure.
Because I have video of people like him mentioning it, and they just. Just, you know, sitting back down, no problems. So it's really just what mood he's in.
And it's unfortunate. So the judge that we're going to have on April 11th, and that's the day of Bob's trial, is Judge Bornstein. And so it's going to be a three-day trial from what we're told. The jury has been selected, and I think Bob's going to put on great defense. I know I'm going to be there with my camera, and then hopefully we'll get somebody live blogging it for cdevolution.org. But I encourage as many people that can come out for this. I mean, you know, Bob, the state has put Bob through a lot, and this is a chance for, you know, Bob to tell his side. And in a way, I'm looking forward to it. I mean, I know it's an awful thing for somebody to have to go through, but I think Bob deserves certainly my support.
Absolutely. The guy's a hero because he is doing what most people will not do. Most people will not go to trial. They will take the plea bargain. They'll look at the deal from the state and they'll say, well, I don't want to risk going to jail for X amount of time. I'm just going to take this plea bargain. And as you said, then they get themselves a felony conviction. The state doesn't have to prove anything. They don't have the chance to have a jury hear the case. Unfortunately, so far, the two liberty-oriented trials that we've had in front of juries have not worked out very well. Nurse Patricia, the lady that you chronicled over at Tally.tv for the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund, her jury convicted her, even though they were presented with jury nullification information, even though she was nothing but a kind, older, you know, nurse-friendly lady who was not harming anybody. The jury found her guilty anyway, and then our friend Jim Johnson, who was doing nothing but standing on so-called public property, protesting. He had assembled with some of us by the local jail, and they arrested him along with another 10 or 11 of us. And the jury found him guilty as well, even though they had jury nullification information in their hands. So, I mean, so far, juries have not exactly been too kind to people that are willing to stand up for freedom. And I, you know, from that perspective, it may not work out. But, you know, you never know. And I'd rather have 12 people deciding rather than one man in a robe. So I think the guy's a hero. I plan on going up for it. Hopefully I can make all 3 days of it. I don't see any reason why I wouldn't be able to. So I know this is
happening. You got arrested on the first one.
Tally, can you stick with us for a little bit here?
Oh, yes, please.
All right, great. More with Jason Tally from the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund at cdevolution.org. We'll certainly talk a little bit more about what that is here in a bit. You can take control, and if you've got a question for Jason, get on the lines. It's Free Talk Live.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. And begin to see a different world.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can dial in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features you'll find there for free. We've got a bunch of stuff, including our bulletin board system. You can go and get interactive there at bbs.freetalklive.com and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. It's free, of course, bbs.freetalklive.com.
Not only will identity theft leave your life in turmoil and likely cost you some money and certainly some of your valuable time and a great deal of heartache, it could very well open you to all kinds of situations that you're just not interested in having happen. LifeLock will protect you from everything. Their services are legit. They do what they say they'll do, and it's worth it. They'll guarantee that they'll put your life back in order if in fact somebody's able to get through their defenses. If you don't want to suffer the personal and financial firestorm that identity theft brings, so protect yourself and your family with the same identity theft protection that I use, LifeLock. LifeLock is the best, and it's guaranteed. Join me in my mission that not one of you will fall victim this year to identity theft. I need you to call now because I was able to get you a 60-day bonus of LifeLock protection. Call this number, 800-242-2693. 800-242-2693. It's LifeLock at 800-242-2693.
We're talking to Jason Talley. He's the managing director of the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund at cdevolution.org. Now, Jason, we're discussing a gentleman who is facing trial on charges related to so-called manufacturing of cannabis, growing pot, essentially. And the guy is heroically, his name is Bob Constantine, also known as Weedaclaws. And he is heroically standing up against the state in this case. He has refused to take the plea bargain they are offering. He's going to a jury trial, and that trial is happening on April 11th in Grafton County, New Hampshire. So anyone that is in this area and is of a liberty mindset is certainly invited to attend. I plan on being there, which normally I stick around keen, but if something big's happening somewhere, and this is big, this is a jury trial, that's good reason for me to get my butt up to the Grafton area. So I appreciate you kind of keeping being the point man on this and creating the Facebook events and promoting it and getting the word out, because people like Bob, people who have the courage to stand up against the state and take it all the way, they deserve as much support as they can get.
I totally agree, and people can find out more at, like you said, cdevolution.org. We made a page for Bob at bobconstantine.cdevolution.org, and I did a video with him a few months ago that is posted on both sites. So I encourage people to watch that, learn about his story. Stephanie Murphy wrote something really nice about Bob that kind of chronicles what he's been going through. And, the best thing that we can do for Bob is to, show up on court that day. People that can't make it, it would be great for them to call the courthouse, to express their concern. And in a few days, they can go to cdevolution.org to find out how to do that.
Maybe calling the county attorney would be a better idea, because calling the courthouse isn't going to do much. That's just going to talk to you're going to talk to the clerks. They don't have any ability to do anything. But if you were to talk to the county attorney, he's the guy who ultimately decides whether or not to move forward with a case. That might be a better call to make.
Sure. Well, yeah, the county prosecutor's right. office is what I was thinking about specifically. That's a good call. But, just to let them know that, people are concerned about what they're doing to Bob. And, this is the best thing that we can do is for, Bob to get up there in front of the jury and show what a nice, peaceful person that he is. Unfortunately, the same thing can't be said of the state. The state, puts peaceful people in cages like Bob. And then, they will, for using the marijuana, maybe growing marijuana. But meanwhile, they sell up to, I think it's $511 million worth of liquor to everybody.
The state has a monopoly on liquor sales in New Hampshire.
It's hilarious that actually happens. And, I've got a question about this, about Bob Constantine's defense here, Jason. Who's representing him in this felony trial?
Well, I've been going to every court date for quite some time, and now he has a couple of public defenders, and I hope, he doesn't get upset with me saying this, but I don't know. They're not filing things on time. What they're doing is they're kind of like holding his hand through the process, and the judge likes public defenders to be there to kind of make things calm, but, and to kind of silence Bob, to be part of this. It's a charade, really. I mean, it's theater. They call it a justice system, but I haven't seen any justice yet. But I think Bob is going to have plenty of opportunity to speak during his trial, and I think he should. I mean, I think the more he speaks, the more the jury is going to see him, like I said, as the peaceful person that he is, and get a better understanding of what the state is, because you have the number of people. There for just jury selection today was tremendous. You have a judge, you have three bailiffs, you have a prosecuting attorney, and then the assistant, and then, of course, the jurors. And so, a trial of this magnitude, 3 days long, it's going to tie up a lot of resources.
Sure is.
And they keep having furloughs because they they have what they call consider a budget crisis.
Right. The whole New Hampshire court system, just to be clear here, is in such a financial situation that they're having to take one day off every month, unpaid day off, furlough every single court in the entire state. And that means they're already really stretched thin. And here you are talking about a three-day-long trial occupying one of their courtrooms that whole 3 days. When we went to see Jim Johnson being tried for this trespass charge, which was, you know, a piddly little charge with, you know, they called five witnesses, and this state prosecutor had a whole bunch more questions he could have asked, but they managed to kind of come to an agreement that they wouldn't. Nonetheless, this thing took a full day plus some to actually find this man guilty of this charge, and it's still not over yet. The sentencing hasn't actually that phase hasn't actually completed. So it's evidence that if activists and if people that love the ideas of freedom take these charges all the way, and Mark, you're taking a speeding ticket to court in one of these New Hampshire counties as well. You take these charges all the way, it loads up the system, and eventually maybe they'll learn their lesson and stop aggressing against people.
Well, and hopefully, like those little ones, like Mark's speeding ticket or parking ticket, stuff like that, they'll just start tossing those out.
We're seeing that happen a little bit more now, but they're still trying to take some of them to court. One of our friends, Nick Ryder, went for a $15 parking ticket on Monday morning here in Keene to district court, and that ended with the man in the robe taking it under advisement, which is usually code for "I'll find you not guilty."
Yeah, I'm just too embarrassed to say it here.
I want you here in front of your friends.
Right. Yeah. So, Tally, I know that you support people going out and you know, taking these charges, even if you can't get a jury trial on them, just taking them to trial and making the state present its case.
Something that I've been thinking about more and more with the more videos that I take in the courtroom is, like, people actually watch courtroom drama. I mean, like, Law & Order has three shows on the air. I mean, it's entertainment for a lot of people. And, like, video that I made.
Yeah, I wrote. I used to watch Judge Judy and People Court and all that stuff. That stuff's exciting to me.
Right. And so, like, the video that I did with the Nurse Patricia, I mean, that's my highest viewed video so far. So I'm going to keep doing it. And, you know, that's another reason I guess I'm encouraging activists to do this. Make their stand right there. You know, it's them versus the system. And
show so Tally can get some footage.
Yeah, well, yeah. Show them for the violent organization that they are. And I think, you know, Bob Constantine is a good spokesperson for liberty. So I'm looking forward to it. And on April 11th, I hope more people get to see a live show.
Absolutely. I tell you what, can you stick with us? I want to talk a little more about the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund.
Sure.
All right, more with Jason Tally. He's the managing director of the CD Evolution Fund, Civil Disobedience Evolution. Go to cdevolution.org to learn more about that. Add it to your blog aggregator. There are ways to contribute as well. 800-259-9231 is our number. If you've got a question for Jason Tally, he is with us here. 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
The collapse of the dollar is imminent. You can protect your wealth by buying gold, silver, and strong foreign currencies. But what if the government confiscates your precious metals, implements exchange controls, or nationalizes your retirement? You need a backup plan. That's why you must move your wealth into an offshore asset protection structure. Go to CollapseProof.com to get your free special report and discover how to store your gold and silver in the world's safest vaults, or how to hold foreign currencies in a way that's safe from bank failures, bank runs, or exchange controls. Learn how the U.S. government failed to collect a $36 million claim because the defendant legally used an offshore asset protection program. This is what you need to keep your wealth safe when the dollar collapses, and CollapseProof.com can help. Our programs are 100% compliant with U.S. law, but you must act now before it's too late. Call 800-798-2008. That's 800-798-2008. CollapseProof.com. Asset protection in financially unsafe times.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of these airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. If you've got a smartphone and you want to access our mobile site quickly, just go to m.freetalklive.com to do that. That'll allow you quick access to our live streams as well as the podcast. Go to m, as in mobile, freetalklive.com. We've got Jason Talley with us. He is the Managing Director of the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund. And Jason, are you there, sir?
I'm here.
By the way, cdevolution.org, we'll talk a little bit more about that in a moment. But last year, CD Evolution was well represented at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. You were there. There was a great fundraiser that our friend Michelle put together. And has anything been planned quite yet for this year's Pork Fest? Are you planning on attending?
We have a pretty sweet spot where we'll be representing. If people went to Pork Fest last year, they'll see it as George's famous baklava stand. And so it's nice, centrally located. I'll be there a lot of the time. We'll have some other people that will be able to hand out materials and talk about different ways that people can support the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund. But as far as big fundraisers, I don't know how we're going to top what happened last year. We raised almost $2,000 thanks to Michelle's efforts.
Well, I'll tell you what, people need to know about the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It is the liberty-oriented event of 2011, probably the biggest one that you'll come across, and it's happening this June 20th through the 26th. They've expanded the official event times. It used to just be officially on the weekend. Now it's going to be all week long, which I think is pretty exciting. Free Talk Live is going to be there. We'll be broadcasting live, and Jason, I expect you're going to join us in the studio at least one of those nights.
Well, I'd love to, yeah.
Hopefully you'll be there as well, because there's a lot more going on than just Free Talk Live being there. That's not the prime reason to come. The number one reason to show up is because you'll be around hundreds of other like-minded, liberty-oriented people, people that understand what it means to be free, that are searching for that freedom, that are willing to do something to attain freedom. And these are people that are gathering at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. The view is spectacular, but the people are the best part about it. Plus, there are other things going on, like live musical performances, campfires, family fun, agorism in action, all kinds of different stuff. You know, kids' activities. I hear there's even going to be a dunk tank this year. which I have signed up for. So I'm,
if there's not a slip and slide, I will make one by putting soap on everybody and pushing them down the hill.
So, and there's a nice hill there as well.
There
so
is.
Yeah, come on out and go to porkfest.com to get registered. You can use our discount code to save 20%. Early bird registration, I believe that phase ends in just a couple of days. So if you want to get the early bird discount, you got to go right away to porkfest.com. P-O-R-C is in Porcupine. Porkfest. PRCFEST.com. Use our code FreeTalkLive with no spaces to save 20% on the early bird registration. We look forward to seeing you there. So, Jason, tell us what the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund is all about.
Well, basically, our slogan is that there are good people out there who disobey bad laws, and we want to support them. And there's a prime example with Bob Constantine. We're helping Sovereign Curtis out raise money for his legal defense. Basically, we want to be a service organization to those people who are willing to stick their neck out there and say, no, I'm not going to obey this immoral law because it violates my principles. And that's the cool thing about living here in the Shire is that you have so many principled people that are willing to say no to the state and actually stand up. And it's great when you have numbers. We need more people to move here to be more effective. Porkfest, like you were saying, is going to be a great opportunity for people to check out the Shire. I know there's going to be we're going to make it as easy as possible for people to see our different communities, like Keene and here in Grafton, where I'm at, and Manchester. I was thinking about something like a way that we can get more movers. Do you guys want to hear it?
I would love to.
Okay, so it's about tax season right now. So instead of sending that check to the federal government, just take that money and buy a bus ticket or a tank of gas and just move here to New Hampshire and be part of what we're building here.
Sounds like a good idea, although a lot of people are expecting to get a check from the federal government, so I don't know how many people actually end up writing a check to the
feds. They can get that check from the federal government and still move.
Sure. Just do it the other way around. I think that's fine. In fact, today, just before the show, came from meeting two brand-new movers who had just moved here to Keene from California. And, of course, we've got the Free Keene Forum at forum.freekeene.com where people show up frequently, introduce themselves, and talk about their plans to move. There's another guy moving later on this week. He says a friend of his is likely going to move this summer. And, I mean, we've got another family that's coming here to visit, to take a look at things. It's just the first week of spring. We've already got three new people making a move, two today and then one later on this week, which I think is pretty exciting.
Yeah, I've had a friend visiting for a week now, and he's already at the point where he's like, I want to come out for Porkfest. I'm thinking of how to, do my job 6 months and then maybe come here for part of my time off during those 6 months. And so it's like, everybody, once you come here once, you just get addicted to the place.
It's an exciting opportunity, and it's a really great community of liberty-minded folks that are together. Although it certainly seems that there are some places that are the real hot spots, like Manchester and Keene, maybe to a lesser extent the seacoast and the Concord area.
What about Grafton?
Grafton? I don't know, man. It's hard for me to say that Grafton is, Jason, I mean, it's been tough out there recently from what I hear.
Well, the winter is over, and, we're hearing that we're going to get the new movers all the time. Somebody just emailed me today about wanting to move to Grafton, and so I would say, well, Porkfest would be a good opportunity to get to meet the people that are in these communities, and I'm hoping that there'll be a panel discussion on communities where hopefully Ian can talk about Keene, I can talk about Grafton, because, I mean, these places aren't for everybody. Like Ian likes to point out, Grafton's in the woods, and so that has some things that are difficult, but it also has its advantages. Like in the town that we're in, there's only one cop, so you don't hear police sirens all the time. The government is small, so the property taxes are lower. There's no zoning, and the planning board, I'm told, has elected all pretty much libertarians. So, I mean, there are advantages here, but there's also been setbacks, just like in every community. I mean, it was pretty... I'm sure the setback when Sam left Keene and in Grafton, we just found out that this project that I've been working on for months, Grafton Gulch, is going to be private as opposed to the public place that it was. But you just got to move on.
It's growing pains. I mean, no doubt about it. One of the things that I met with a Free State Project mover last week who had spent some time in Grafton, and she was pretty disillusioned with her experience so far. And I think the reason why is because she was looking for a real community of people. and I feel like the people that want to move out into the woods may not be the most social of folks. I mean, I could be wrong about that, but that
I'm surrounded by three free staters right now, three liberty activists, and I mean, so it's pretty social, but I mean, we don't have like all the hangouts, like all the bars and clubs. There's only one store in town.
Right.
It's a different lifestyle. I mean, in this spring, I'm going to be working on a homestead. I mean, I will be, you know, growing crops and raising chickens and other farm animals. So, you know, it's a more of a, I would call it a, like a sustainable community. People, you know, a lot of people think that there's going to be a collapse. I'm not so sure myself, but if there is going to be one, Grafton is a good place to be and ride that out. So, you know, there are different...
I'd agree with that statement. You know, I don't have too much to say about Grafton because it's too so far to stores and conveniences and nightlife and things like that. But
yeah, that's why
a collapse, you know, I think that there's a good argument for Grafton.
Yeah, the only reason I'm not one of those woods people is because I'm a bicycle rider. I don't do the car thing. I mean, there's just too much with the state interaction for me to deal with. So.
No doubt. There are places where, you know, if you want to get away from it all, Grafton, I think, is the place to go because there is a community there, but I think the problem is, at least from my my conversations with this lady that was pretty disillusioned, is that they, you know, there aren't places to go and things to do, and there aren't, you know, I guess the community isn't as overt, maybe not quite as welcoming. If you don't know somebody before you move in, how are you going to get to know them? That kind of thing. I think that's a hurdle that Grafton needs to get over, and how they're going to do it, you know, that's up to you guys.
Now, who is this woman that you were talking to?
I'm not going
to
name names on the air, but we can talk off the air if you'd like.
Okay, yeah, I mean, I'd be happy to talk to anybody that, you know, wants to make Grafton a better place because I want to make Grafton a better place.
Well, people can get in touch with you over at the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund website, right? What's your email address?
They can contact me at tallytv@gmail.com.
All right, very good. Jason, I know that we're going to hear from you again the latest after the first day of the Bob Constantine trial. Will you give us a report?
Absolutely.
I mean, I'm planning on being there, but I'd like to have your input, too. So I'm going to put you on hold here for a moment. More with your calls about whatever you want. 800-259-9231. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Lil Drums. Every bit as fun as a full-size Nestle drumstick cone and definitely cuter. Visit us at drumstick.com. Vacations are all about family time, but you don't have to leave home to have fun. Take 1 weekend a month and devote it to family activities. Pull out the board games and puzzles, serve up some treats, or have a picnic. Even without leaving home, you'll feel like you've really had some time away. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an
A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in, reinvest it into the show, get on more great radio stations across the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com. To do that, you can use any major credit card through PayPal, or, of course, you can also use Visa or MasterCard directly from our website, secure site, over at amp.freetalklive.com. And we've been talking about things going on here in New Hampshire. It's part and parcel to this radio program that we focus on the liberty activism happening here. It's the reason why we all made the move here, all three of us on the air tonight, moved here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project in order to get active to achieve liberty in our lifetime. Hundreds of people have made the move, as we have. Thousands are pledged to move. Over 10,700 people have pledged to make the move here to New Hampshire, and some of them are going to come sooner. Some of them are going to come later.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't even – most people say their tipping point is when the 20,000 signers actually hit the – that wasn't supposed to be my moving point, but, you know, got in a weird situation, decided to come out here early. So.
Are you glad you did?
Yes, definitely.
And you were a pretty early mover. I mean, you've been here, like, what, 3 years?
I've been here over 3 years now.
Yeah. So, and then you made the trek from Manchester out to Keene.
Mm-hmm.
And have you been happier in Keene?
Oh, man. Like, my first week in Keene was the week you did your $1 property tax payment. And there was a few other things we did. I did more in that week than I had done my entire year in Manchester.
Wow.
It's picked up a lot out there since
sure.
I left. But, I mean, we were just discussing, it's more of a social thing than a really interactive with the bureaucrats and community and whatnot.
Well, it's interesting looking at the dynamics of the different areas in the state, because mm-hmm. one of the things that happened initially with the Free State Project is there were 10 different states from which to choose.
Mm-hmm.
And once the Free State Project reached 5,000 people who had signed up for it, they then had a vote as far as which state would be chosen. And each state had its kind of advocates, and those people would, you know, basically they made a pitch. The Free State Project sent out a brochure with the pitches from each state's advocates in it to, you know, hey, come here because of this, come here because of this. You know, it was like Alaska and I think Montana and Wyoming and of course New Hampshire. There was a bunch of others as well.
North Dakota, South Dakota, Delaware.
Yeah.
From what I heard, it kind of came down to New Hampshire and Colorado.
Wyoming actually was
Wyoming,
second place. But it was a definitive win. I mean,
yeah.
New Hampshire won far and wide. And for good reason, the people that were promoting New Hampshire did an awesome job. I mean, they just, far and above, did a better job than everybody else. They had the 101 reasons to move to New Hampshire. And very, very persuasive. There's an updated version of that that original document. It's been kept up to date over the years. That's available over at the Free State Project's website. But now there's kind of a bit of a competition between
FreeStateProject.org.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now there's kind of a bit of a competition between the different areas of New Hampshire, the people that have moved in.
It's friendly, but it's like friendly when you play a video game and you're like, I'm going to kick your butt.
You're busted!
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to take your people.
And so, like, Manchester doesn't really have to promote itself because Manchester is the biggest area of New Hampshire. The county's got about 400,000 people in it. The city proper has about 100,000. So, like, that's the big city. If you're used to New York City or Philadelphia or something like that, it's not going to quite seem very big to you.
Tell anybody who's ever been to a city, there's no city in New Hampshire. There just isn't. I'm sorry. If you go to Manchester expecting
a city.
They
have big buildings.
There's one 24-hour store there. It's
really?
Rite Aid over by the hospital.
You're exaggerating.
That's the only one I could find when I was there.
They have tall buildings.
They do have big buildings.
You know, from the standpoint
there's
of
like two of them. Yeah.
Well, we have a 24-hour grocery store.
Yeah. We got a CVS down the street. Man, made here.
So Keene is obviously where we've chosen to live, and it's one of the smaller cities in New Hampshire. And New Hampshire has towns and they have cities, and they're just basically political designations, the different political structures in a city versus a town. There are some other places where people are going to. Obviously, the most politically active folks are likely going to center around the Concord area. That's where the state capital is. A number of folks have been settling out on the seacoast because, you know, there's good economy out there. It's close to Boston, etc. So easy commutes for people that need to work in another area. And Grafton has been a place. We just talked to Jason Talley from the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund at cdevolution.org. Grafton has been a place that I've been kind of helping promote over time because it has always seemed to be the place for those who want to be away from it all. And I believe that is still the case. I think that if you want to be away from it all, and what I mean by it all is like any sign of civilization, like Jason said, there's one convenience store / gas station in Grafton. And
that's not
it.
Even a convenience store. It's a general store kind of situation.
Okay. What's the difference?
There's a difference between a convenience. Sometimes people will think 7-Eleven when you say convenience store. This is somebody's shop.
Yeah, it's got gas pumps. It's got food. I consider that a convenience store. It's convenient.
Agreed, but this is not a chain convenience
store.
Correct,
it's local.
It's a personally owned convenience store.
They probably live above it. I don't know about that.
Probably true.
Yeah, most places around here are like that.
So, so Grafton is for
Grafton
the place.
Grafton has more elected libertarians on all their little, positions, probably than any other town, especially per capita in the state of New Hampshire. So they have some real claim to fame.
But unfortunately, the one thing that they don't have is anything to do, like outside of like homesteading and building and, you know, kind of creating their own things to do. And it's been slow going on that front from what I understand. And if you're looking to move into a community of people that is busily outside of their own property, then Grafton doesn't seem to be the place to go for that. And I based that on my conversation with a lady that did move in there, expecting there to be more, I guess, as far as what her impression of a community the community should be. She was pretty disappointed. Unfortunately, she then made the move to another area of the state where there's more population, but not activist population. It was like one other activist in this other town to which she moved. And so, again, she still didn't have that community that she was looking for. So for those that are looking for a social atmosphere, you need to move to Manchester or Keene or maybe Concord or the seacoast. And if you want to live in the woods, this is New Hampshire. So if you live just outside of Keene or just outside of Manchester or whatever, but
they've got woods.
There's plenty of woods, and then you don't have to be 45 minutes away from the nearest grocery store are in Grafton.
For instance, I live in a town. Jason Talley was talking about the one police officer they have in Grafton. I live in a town that has
none. But you do have zoning, so that's kind of the trade-off.
Indeed, it's true. And I live outside of Keene. It's about 8 miles for me to get to your house in order where we do the show.
Right, so no big deal.
Right, so no big deal at all. I live on 11 wooded acres. That's, you know, nice.
So anyway, I still think Grafton's the place to go if you want to live more of like the insular, out-in-the-woods life. I know they do things there, but the issue is, like, if you don't know somebody in advance when you're getting into Grafton, how do you find them? How do you, you know, like here in Keene, there's a public calendar, there's a list of things that we're doing. You know, we give you the address, you can show up here, these public like there's a bar on Sundays that we go to for social Sundays, and so it makes it easier for people to kind of plug in to things that are happening because it's obvious what's happening. Whereas in Grafton, if you don't know somebody in advance, and you're not going to get plugged into anything because there's nowhere to go,
yeah.
Right? I mean, if somebody's getting together, they're getting together at someone's home. So you'd kind of have to be in the loop to some extent to even know about that stuff. And that's one of those hurdles that they have to get over in that particular community. So everybody's got their challenges. We've all got our challenges up here. But we're seeing more people move, and that's the most important thing. Like I said, two new movers to Keene just today. It's springtime now. It's starting to warm up a little bit outside, and we'll probably start to see even more people coming up here. And year after year, new faces are showing up here in New Hampshire, and most of them are staying. Some of them decide it's not right for them, and they end up going back to where whence they came.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right,
and that's okay too.
Oh, that word needs to die. It just sounds like you're a pirate or an old English professor or something like that. Whence? What?
It's certainly it's a different place, and it's a real it's a tough place too. They call it the Granite State for a reason. It gets cold here during the winter
time. Yes, if you want to gain weight, winter's the time to do it, and I totally encourage it.
So, come on up, go to freestateproject.org, learn more about this, because, I mean, the movement is incredible. I was just out meeting these two new folks, put out the notice maybe just a few hours before they came into town saying, hey, we're getting together at this local burrito place when they get in at like 6 o'clock, and there was a whole bunch of people that showed, at least 10 people, showed up to meet these brand new folks on just a couple hours worth of notice. That's the kind of community that I'm talking about. People that are responsive, that are getting out, they're meeting folks, they're getting out, they're doing activism, they're getting involved in their communities in various different ways as well, through volunteering, as well as, obviously, creating businesses and working for folks. So it's, if you want to be around other like-minded, liberty-oriented people, and you want to achieve liberty in your lifetime, there's no better option than the Free State Project. Hands down.
Yep. Agreed.
But take the time to learn about the communities to which you're interested in moving, because they are different, and there are different aspects to them, and know what to expect.
Just come up for Pork Fest and find a group.
Absolutely. And talk to people in advance. 800-259-9231, freestateproject.org. Go there, get signed up, join us here, because it's a lot of fun. Hour 2's next. You take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenPaks, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24-7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700.